Cardinals, and Yankees. We'll take it to the top of the first. Matt Carpenter facing Masahiro Tanaka.
There goes Aledmys. The pitch is swung on and hit deep to right center field, and it's a goner. 2-0 Cardinals. Matt Carpenter drills his first home run of the year, and Stephen Piscotty will come to bat with the Cardinals on the scoreboard. The pitch, a swing, and there's a drive deep right center field. Back to the track, the wall, and gone. We're tied at two. Gardner walked, Castro got a pitch up and hit it out of here. That's the second home run of the year for Starlin Castro.
Well, he's hit Waka well. He now has a seven-game hitting streak.
Here's the 1-1 pitch. Swung on, hit deep to right field. This is going to go for a game-leading home run. Romine's first home run of the year, 3-2 Yankees. This place is a bandbox.
There's no question about that. That ball was hit hard to right, but a very easy swing by Romine, who goes deep the other way on, I would almost call it a, I wouldn't call it a half swing. I mean, he finished his swing, but he must have caught it on the good part of the bat because it got out of here in a hurry. The outfield is fairly shallow for Wong, and the infield is playing back, conceding the run. If Colton can just hit the ball on the ground in the infield, the Cardinals will tie it. Big opportunity for Colton. 1-2 the count. Here it comes, and it's hit into center field, shallow center field. On comes Gardner. It's too shallow. There's no way Peralta can score from there as the throw comes into home. And Wong flies out. 0-2 the count to Fowler. And here it comes. Swing and a fly ball to right field. It's deep. Judge goes back to the track and makes the play right in front of the wall and deep right center field.
Grichik is the tying run at third. Martinez the go-ahead run at second. 0-2 on Dexter Fowler batting right-handed. The pitch from Chapman. A swing and the ball is hit past the mound to the second baseman. And the throw by Castro retires Fowler. The Yankees win 4-3.
Jose Martinez gave the Cardinals some hope in the ninth inning with a pinch hit double off Aroldis Chapman. Here's what Martinez had to say about facing the all-star closer.
I was trying to do just try the ball. I mean, I'm saying, you know, it's already Chapman. I'm just trying to make a hard contact. I mean, luck for me, the ball went to the line, so it makes us and give us a chance. That's what I was looking for. For me, I'm just it gave us a chance. That's what I'm saying. It gave us a chance to extend the inning and just trying to at least tie the game. For me, you gotta know you're gonna throw the fastball. I mean, for me, it's just like that. You know, we gotta be ready for the fastball, and as soon as it's like you gotta be ready early, and that's it. I mean, 98% of the time you're gonna throw the fastballs. I mean, for me, you just gotta be ready and swing.
Randall Grichik was held at third on Jose Martinez's pinch hit double in the ninth, which proved to be costly. Here's the Cards skipper Mike Matheny on the play.
What I saw was once he got to third base, I mean, he was step maybe past by the time it got to the infielder. So, I mean, that's going to be a tough one to round him on.
Obviously, you guys gotten off to a tough start. You think that's like a product of some guys struggling or losing a lot of close games?
Had some opportunities, we let them get through, and mistakes hurt us right now. You go through those parts of the season where every mistake seems to be very crucial, and every missed opportunity seems to be the one. But we'll get it figured out. I mean, we haven't got hot at all really yet, and so we get our offense going, get those big shutdown innings, and just put it all together. We haven't really done that yet.
Throw in the fifth, is that one you'd like to see Colton hold on to?
No, his back's to it. He doesn't know at that point. There's communication going on, but you just want to make sure you get the ball in. And it's just one of those that just trickle past. Stuff looked good. He was up in the zone. We've seen that many times. When he's controllably up in the zone and making pitches in the top when he wants to, it's effective. But he's having trouble getting it down. And, it's just like Castro jumping on the ball to right center and Romine doing the same thing. Those balls were up, out, over, and ball carried for him. Seemed to get him into some bad counts. Found a groove. It got better as he went. Changeup was good, but just got some mistakes at heart.
That was quite an at-bat by Martinez as he gets Chapman. Yeah. Your thoughts on the way he went about it?
Yeah, he's done the same thing since we've had him, just take quality at-bats all the time. He continues to earn our trust in big situations, and that was as big as you could ask.
What do you see with Dexter right now? I mean,
inches, feet away from giving you a lead in this game. He's had some good at-bats.
Yeah, I thought he got that ball when it came off the bat, especially to that part of the field. You see it carry pretty good sometimes. But that would have been a big shot for us and for him. I think he's at one key hit away from really getting into a good role. But right now he's just trying to find a rhythm. He's human. And he's on a new team, regardless of how well he adjusts. And you know, he's adjusted here as well as any player possibly could. But you want to come in and do your thing. And I know he's wanting to come in and put on a good show like we know he can, but it'll come. He's just got to stay the course. But yeah, that one hit would help take some of that off.
Colton Wong's throwing error home in the fifth allowed Jacoby Ellsbury to score. Here's what the second baseman had to say about his blunder.
You got Jacoby Ellsbury running on first base. The ball's hit, to the wall. Obviously, I'm kind of ready to throw. Made a throw, and it was an error. So. That is what it is. It didn't kick back to Piscotty. It died. So he had to go and get in. That's a couple more steps he's got to take. So, and then, he throws it in. I got to catch off the hop, and I just turn and throw. Expecting that guy to be rounding third going home. I'm trying to make sure he doesn't score. And, wasn't the best throw, and, I just got away.
Carlos Martinez will square off against CeCe Sabathia in Game 2 on Saturday.